This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Aaron, you ready? Aaron, God damn it, where are you? Oh, you're not here. So, that means it's just me. I've taken over Absolute DC Podcast. Oh, wait. Nope. Not just me.
Yeah, I'm here now, too.
Austin's joining me. He is from the Timey Wimey Podcast Hour.
You know him.
He is the youngest podcaster on our network.
I am.
Maybe the most popular.
Hopefully.
Maybe the most talked about.
Hopefully.
So.
I'm the least charismatic.
Yes. Now that I know that you're excited to do this podcast with me.
Yeah, because I am more DC oriented.
Yeah. And you joined me on an episode of Ultimate Marvel before.
Two episodes.
Two. So, now we get to talk DC comics.
Finally.
Or DC stuff. So I'm going to ask you some really hard-hitting questions, probably.
Sounds great.
Favorite DC character?
Red Hood, Jason Todd. Which, I mean, if you listen to that one episode we did of Ultimate Marvel, I talked about how Jason's my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm already the anti-hero-loving character.
Right.
So I always talk about Jason's probably my top favorite DC anti-hero. I also like Ezreal.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Martin will be happy that you said that.
And I like the Kid Flash and Superboy from Young Justice.
Yeah. So, speaking of, is Young Justice your favorite comic?
No.
Or animated movie?
I would say it is my favorite animated TV show.
Yeah.
But for Young Justice, it was the OG Teen Titans that was on Cartoon Network in 2003.
Not the Teen Titans Go version?
No, okay. Not at all. Although, I will say the greatest thing Teen Titans Go did was Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Post-credits came out, and it's...
Spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers, I guess.
Yeah.
It has, the screen's all fuzzy. Like, it's an incoming transmission, and it's Robin from the original Teen Titans. And he says... But this is the Teen Titans. We think we've found a way to come back. And so the hype is that on January 5th of 2019, Toonami, which is the anime side of Cartoon Network or Adult Swim,
mm-hmm.
will be airing Teen Titans, the original, starting with season 6, which never got made.
Right.
And that they'll be coming out with new episodes for it.
So do you think it'll be back on Cartoon Network, or do you think it'll be on DC streaming app?
Currently I think it could be both.
Have it on both.
Well, since it's already been, before I think they could have been doing it on Adult Swim.
Uh-huh.
But now I think it might be shifting more towards DC streaming, which if so, that would suck because I don't want to pay to watch Teen Titans.
Well, no, you just make me pay to watch Teen Titans.
Exactly.
So we'll shift over to movies-esque thing. Since the last episode came out of this, Aaron and I hadn't talked about the trailer for the new Joker origin.
Right.
I have talked to a lot of my friends about it, on the Discord chat and whatever, and I've gotten mixed reviews. And, it's Aaron, so he hates everything already, right?
True.
So, what about you?
Well, at first, I just saw him out of makeup, the
mm-hmm.
actor.
Mm-hmm.
And
Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, this could be cool. And then I saw that they put, the blue and reddish to the makeup,
uh-huh.
An actual clown.
Uh-huh.
And at first, I thought it's like the Jared Leto Joker. At first, I was like, well, this is stupid as shit.
Right.
And then, I watched the trailer a couple times, and I'm like, actually, it could be more badass, because at least they're not remaking, Heath Ledger's Joker, which, in my opinion, was one of the best Jokers ever.
Okay. So, sticking with that, since you just threw out three jokers counting Joaquin's, right? Because you said Jared Leto.
Yeah, I did.
Heath Ledger. And then we were talking about Joaquin.
Yeah.
Out of all the DC movies, which one's your favorite one?
Out of all of the DC movies?
Yeah, all of them.
I'm going to need to think about that for a second.
Okay. We'll come back.
Well, I'll say this.
All right.
Probably an unpopular opinion, which everyone knows I'm famous for those.
Yeah.
Justice League's definitely up there.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad's kind of up there, too, even though it not a lot of people liked it. I do like the animated DC movies a lot better
than
most of the live action.
Mm-hmm.
But I would probably have to say Suicide Squad Hell to Pay.
Okay.
Which is the new animated Suicide Squad movie.
Yeah. So out of all the Batman movies, like all the way from the Michael Keaton ones.
I know what you meant. This is
to the Nolan ones.
Hashtag bat nipples.
Yes.
George Clooney.
What's your favorite one?
Well,
and why, I guess.
I like The Dark Knight a lot. More so because it's more of the serious kind of the Nolan trilogy. Like
Batman, the realistic side?
Because, you could see someone being an evil supervillain and robbing a bank, killing off the men to get a bigger portion of the money, and then burning it for anarchist reasons.
Right. So
they made the Joker more realistic because instead of doing these crazy hijinks or whatever, he's just killing
comic-esque
people.
Style stuff.
He's just killing people.
And that's crazy because that's where the line gets drawn, because a lot of people love it because it's more realistic and not too comic booky.
Right.
Or people hate it because
it's too realistic.
It's too realistic and not enough comic booky. But yeah, I can see that. I thought you were going to say Batman Forever.
As a kid, it was Batman and Robin and Batman Forever.
Yeah.
But growing up, there's better Batman.
Well, yeah.
And I didn't realize how bad the bat nipples were.
So, we haven't seen it yet. You just said that Red Hood's your favorite character.
Yeah.
In the DC universe.
Yeah.
If you're going to make a movie, and your answer is probably the same as my answer.
I think you already know my answer.
Probably. Who would you pick to play Red Hood?
Well, for me, as a director or a producer, I would have two options. The younger side, where Jason's a teen.
Where we dial in to kill him with a crowbar?
Well, that, and then the, from...
No, we're talking Red Hood.
I know. That's what I'm saying. From, you can start it from when he dies, and then the resurrection, and, Lost Days or whatever, where it's everything in between.
Uh-huh.
Or you can do it, for
now.
Example,
like
now,
where it's
or
Red Hood, now,
where he's
Lost
an adult.
Style. Right.
Or you could do it during Battle for the Cowl or whatever. But as an adult, I would probably pick Jensen Ackles.
Yeah.
Because he's a smartass and a dick, and he can play that character really well.
Yeah. Because he's basically Dean Winchester, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
For, the teen side, I would probably pick the guy that played the Thomas in The Maze Runner.
Okay.
I don't know his name.
Yeah,
Because he looks like he could pull it off.
Okay.
Then again, I don't really know a lot of, the only younger side of
was
actors.
Was that the same kid that was in Ready Player One?
I don't know.
Oh. But I only saw Maze Runner, once or whatever,
same.
So.
But then again, I also don't know a lot of younger actors. Mm-hmm. The one younger actor I can name is Tom Holland.
Right.
And Tom Holland's Spider-Man. So.
Yeah, right. So I like to get your perspective on stuff because you're seeing stuff different than I am because you're younger, obviously. But, sometimes I'm in my old get-off-my-lawn mode. Sometimes I'm not.
Sometimes.
Most of the time. If you had to pick one movie going forward, this is the movie, this is the character we're going to go with, that's not Jason Todd and the Red Hood, right? And it's coming out Christmas of 2019, so we're going to have to get filming on it quickly. What character or team would you say, okay, this is how we're launching DC right now?
Justice League Dark.
Justice League Dark, okay.
Because, and I would pick the guy that played Constantine in the CW series.
Matt Ryan?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay.
And actually, as you mentioned this, Shane and I were talking about DC stuff on the way. Like, we were talking about CaveCon and everything on the way for him dropping off me off at work. And he said he wants to see Constantine 2 with Keanu Reeves.
Oh.
And I have seen that one.
Yeah.
And I mean, it would be pretty cool. But I like Matt Ryan a lot better.
Okay. So, who's your Justice League Dark team? You already said Constantine.
Deadman, obviously. Like, Deadman was my favorite character growing up because of the Justice League cartoon.
Okay.
Enchantress.
Okay.
And it would be, like, actual Enchantress, not the voodoo.
Not the voodoo emo one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Swamp Thing? Or is it Man Thing? Which
Swamp
one?
Thing.
Okay, yeah, Swamp Thing. Right?
Yeah.
And then, Dr. Fate.
Dr. Fate? Yeah. Hey, I can get behind that. I'd have to throw Detective Chimp in there.
Yeah.
Just because. Like
comedic relief.
Well, yeah, well, but, like, he's one of my favorite underused or obscure, like, DC
right.
ones. To, so.
Well, I didn't bring up Detective Chimp because I don't know much about Detective Chimp.
Yeah, which is bad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're in trouble now.
But a good example of using Justice League Dark was the animated movie.
Uh-huh.
Where the Justice League don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
So Batman's like, I got this. And then he sends in Justice League Dark. And
yeah.
They do what the heroes can't be doing.
Okay, so that's our 2019 movie.
Right.
So what spins off of that? Do we get... Because we're banking on it being successful, right?
Right.
So
I would say...
Do we get our own... Well, DC Universe, DC Streaming... Has live action Swamp Thing coming.
Right. I would like to see probably a Deadman solo movie. Like, for Justice League Dark, we don't see much of Deadman's backstory.
Okay.
Because a lot of people already know Deadman's backstory.
I would.
But
a lot of us nerds.
Yeah,
would
a lot
know.
Of us in the DC nerdy community.
Right.
But then, like, if you do the Deadman solo movie, you can also incorporate Batman, whoever it is, because Batman helps Boston Brand or Deadman find his killer.
Right.
And then, like, I could see other, like, just duo team-ups, like Constantine and Enchantress, or not Enchantress, Zatanna.
Zatanna, yeah.
And we can, if we say that'll lead up to Justice League Dark 2, incorporate other mystic and magic characters.
Yeah, I can
and,
see that.
Like... Before Justice League Dark 2, we could have an Enchantress, or not Enchantress, Zatanna movie, and the main villain being Cersei.
Okay. So who would the main villain be for our Justice League Dark movie?
I would like to see it being Trigon.
Okay.
And then having Raven incorporated into the movie somehow.
Okay. So you wouldn't wait a year or two to do a Teen Titans movie and save that storyline?
I didn't think about it. That would be pretty good to just wait, or to do with Titans, and then end up having the Titans do something else, and Raven having to help Justice League Dark and everybody.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah.
So we got that planned, right?
Yeah.
And we have a couple years going, right?
Right.
So now... We're going to flip back to the comic side. Do you remember the first DC comic that you read?
I think it was Young Justice number 1 that I caught from Rock Bottom.
From the cartoon series?
No, like the original.
The original Young Justice?
Not original, but a reboot they had where it was just Superboy, Impulse, and Robin.
Okay. But it wasn't based on the...
It wasn't based on the cartoon at all.
Okay. So what... DC books are you reading right now?
Well, I've been reading Red Hood and Arsenal, or trying to.
Okay.
And
so last couple of years before it goes to Rebirth?
Yeah.
Okay. Shame on you, because Red Hood and the Outlaws is badass.
Well, as you know, when I don't have time or don't want to make time to read, I listen to recaps.
Yes,
or not
you
recaps.
Listen to the YouTubes.
Yes, I do.
Yes.
And one of the ones I did listen to was Red Hood and Outlaws, where it's Red Hood, Amazon? Is that her name?
She's from Red Hood and the Outlaw?
Yeah, she's a really strong chick.
Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure that was her name.
No, her... God, you put me on the spot, and it's late, and I'm got white
well,
spots.
Well, basically, the whole story of it is Bizarro.
Yes.
So then
yes.
they're the unholy trinity or whatever.
Yes.
And it's so cool because you don't really... You just normally see the I'm not Superman Bizarro, where he can't think for himself. Or
yeah.
He thinks he's doing good, but in reality he's not. Or
right.
the Legion of Doom...
Yeah, he's
Bizarro.
Not. He's not
and,
the dumb,
yeah.
dumbed down
he's,
version.
He's
of,
like Lenny from Mice and Men.
Yeah.
Which, speaking of which, there was that panel I saw where Jason's about to shoot him with the kryptonite bullet. And
yeah.
That's all I could think about.
Yeah.
Was we gonna play to Superman, George?
But yeah, that.
Tell me about Krypton, Jason.
Yeah, you need to read that, especially the last couple that came out, because it's changing the directory of Red Hood. Like,
I did also recently read Lost Days, which is everything that happened to Jason after he got resurrected, like straight out of the Lazarus Pit, and basically it's his training with the League thanks to Talia, and there's a rumor going around that Damian's not Jason, not Bruce's son, but it's Jason's kid, but it's the League, so they like modify him as an embryo.
Oh, okay.
And that's like the biggest FU to Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Surprise, this kid you've grown attached to isn't yours.
Yeah. Which we kind of had that story arc here recently in Deathstroke, where it was like questionable if Deathstroke was was Damian's dad.
Yeah.
That just ended last week or 2 weeks ago or whatever. That story arc, anyway. Which is another book you should be reading,
yeah.
But don't.
I also know about... Well, the last thing I also watched was Tim's quote-unquote death.
From Rebirth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then him being trapped with Jor-El.
Uh-huh.
That's who it was, right?
Yeah.
And then him meeting future Tim, who's Batman.
Yeah.
Uses a gun.
Yeah.
And that. So
okay. I know you don't like to read or make time to read. Like you said.
Need to. It's just... And I want to. It's just... I don't.
Yeah. Because school, work.
School.
And then you're...
I'm
yeah.
fried and I want to play video games. But
yeah.
then I don't even make time for that anymore.
Right.
Being an adult sucks.
Adulting isn't very good, is it?
Mm-mm.
Dang. I forgot where I was going with that. See?
Not my fault.
And usually I'm the one that keeps Aaron on track. And now I'm just like going off the rails here. I'm sucking tonight.
Just tonight?
Just tonight. Usually I'm on my game. All right. So, yeah. Do you know or do you remember a DC comic that you read? And you read it cover to cover. You didn't watch the YouTubes. You didn't look at the Snapbook. You didn't watch the Instagrams. Right?
Yes.
And you read it, and you're like, damn, that just punched me right in the gut.
I would have to say it's probably the Death of the Family graphic novel.
Okay.
That you have. And it's like...
A shocker.
Yeah. And it's that, I guess it was... Well, no.
Did you read that before you started liking Jason Todd? Or did you go back and read that?
I went back and read it. Well, because, it was kind of in between. Like, I had already read Red Hood and Arsenal, like, 1 through 5, or 1 through 4, or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But I hadn't read other stuff. That's a lie, actually. It wouldn't be the Death of the Family. I think the Killing Joke hit me harder, because, like, I mean,
I
got to the page where Barbara gets shot, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then it was like, well, shit, who's going to be Batgirl now?
So, what got you on this unhealthy Red Hood obsession?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there's that, like, unhealthy obsession I have with Resurrection.
Because, okay.
like, and that started with The Crow. Because,
right.
like, that's a badass storyline anyway.
Right.
Of, you just got murdered, so you're going to come back and take revenge.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why Ghost Rider intrigues me, too.
Right.
And then there's, he uses guns, and I'm not a gun nut, but I love, like, if there's a video game and
actions.
There's guns,
yeah.
I'm using the guns.
Right.
And then, on top of that, Batman was, like, the shit growing up.
Yeah. What do you mean was?
I mean, he still is. It's just he's too mainstream.
Oh. So you're the hipster,
no,
right?
I'm
I liked Batman before Batman was cool.
I liked Batman before Batman was edgy. But there's also that whole I'm not a sidekick anymore.
Okay.
Kind of forte.
Kind of like why I like Nightwing.
Yeah.
Basically.
Because he went from
because
a
I grew
sidekick
up, like I grew up reading Nightwing like in Teen Titans and stuff, and then I got to see Dick evolve. You like is he what I did there?
Good joke.
But
how does one get Dick from Richard?
You just asked nicely. So yeah, I could see it. I just didn't know like where you saw him at or where you read about him at, and then all of a sudden it's like, damn, I need to... Who's this dude?
On top of that, I guess, there was also him stepping out of Batman's shadow. Cause, like,
well, he didn't step out.
Well, I mean, you know, he blew out, literally.
Yeah.
With
a crowbar.
But there's that whole... every other Robin, like, Dick was a success as a Robin, quote-unquote. And then there's Jason, who was too violent...
Right.
And everything. And then he didn't get fired. He died. So.
Yeah.
And then.
I helped him die.
Yeah, you dick. You Richard.
Yeah.
And then, but there's like. Jason's always referred to as the failed experiment, which kind of sucks because he didn't really get to. Like, Dick, they always say he's the success because he grew up to be a normal hero.
Right.
You can't be a normal hero if you're dead.
Right.
So. It's kind of unfair.
And if you come back, there's always stuff missing.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you're not coming back 100% anymore. Right. Right.
You're like, well, on top of that, like...
So...
Not only that, it's the fact that Jason felt Batman failed him.
Yeah.
Because not only did Batman not show up to save him, he also didn't kill the Joker.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's kind of a good storyline, too.
Yeah.
Like... One of my favorite animated things is Batman Under the Red Hood.
Right.
Because it portrays the Joker good, Batman good, and then Jason good.
Yeah.
Because it's the why did you let me die, but he gets to live.
Right.
He's killed like over 3,000, half of Gotham at this point, and he still gets to live so that he can break out and do it again.
Yeah.
When does it stop? Where are you drawing the line?
Voiced by?
Red Hood's voiced by Jensen, which is why I kind of have that, Jensen could play Red Hood.
Did you see the tweet?
Which tweet?
Where Jensen's standing next to the Red Hood costume.
I did not.
Yeah.
I'm going to go look for that.
Yeah.
But I guess it really started, I don't really know, like, after... Dick left and like quit and became his own hero, and Jason like got caught jacking the tires off the Batmobile.
Yeah,
that's kind of like what also interests me because you're like 14.
He was a bad kid.
Yeah, you're like a little hellion.
Yeah,
and the one car you get to steal tires from is the Batmobile.
Yeah, that's balls, right?
Horse nuts.
Yeah,
and then I mean, I don't know.
So
it's the fact that he's like a. He's anti-Dick, basically.
Yeah, I can see that. And I can see why they went that way, right?
Because, like...
Like, you had, like you said, the success story, right?
Yeah.
That outgrew his role.
Right.
And I don't want to say, like, goody two-shoes, because, you know, Dick wasn't perfect.
Right.
And, but then you went totally opposite, like, where you went more edgy with the character, and he wasn't the family kid, you know, or whatever, had a good mom and dad. You know,
had no mom and dad.
Well, right. Well, he had to have a mom and dad somehow.
You know
he just
I mean.
Didn't hatch from an egg.
Damien.
Yeah. Brings a new meaning to the Robin, right?
Yeah.
So rank your Robins.
Well.
Favorite Robin.
Well,
and I'm not talking. I'm not talking Red Hood.
I know. I would have to say Dick because of Teen Titans, like the TV show.
Okay.
And then Jason.
Okay.
Because, I mean, even as Robin, he's still violent, and he broke that dude's collarbone.
Right.
And threw him off a roof.
Right.
Then I'd say Tim, and then I'd say Damien, and then Stephanie.
Okay. All right.
Pretty solid?
That's solid for you. It's your answer. Tim's up there for me.
I like Tim,
because he's the world's greatest detective. Because he deduced Batman and Robin's identity by figuring out their alter egos.
Yeah.
And then he was also could be like an Olympic or whatever in the Olympics. And
right.
He doesn't have that tragic orphan story. It's, hey, you're Batman. I want to be Robin. Do this or I'm blackmailing you kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then turns out to be a great leader later on. And then he becomes his own hero as Red Robin.
Right.
Which, I mean, that's even cooler than becoming Nightwing. I mean, Nightwing became his own superhero, own costume, own name. Right. And Tim's just like, yeah, I'm a new hero now, but you can still use my old name in my new name. We're just going to add a color to it.
So that brings me up to a different question. And I'm surprised I've never asked you before, period, whether we're recording or not.
Right.
We went to cons before. You know, I went to a lot of cons, and I get a commission. Like, I have a local artist or a big-name artist draw something for me. How come you've never thought about having somebody do a Red Hood for you?
I don't know.
Is that something?
I've never really thought about it.
Is that something?
Like, when I get to the con or whatever, I'm in the, oh, that's cool mode. I'm not like, okay, the Dark Wolverine stuff's over here, the Red Hood stuff's over here, the Walking Dead stuff's over here.
So all of a sudden you're in overdrive and you're like, I can't focus, everything's goddamn cool.
My ADHD kicks into overdrive at that point.
Yeah. Is that something that you might think about coming up to Cape
Town? Now I'm thinking about it. I mean, we'll see when we get down there, because currently I'm going to be looking for cheap Dragon Ball figures, because I'm getting into Dragon Ball now, even though I haven't watched any episodes.
Yeah.
Which I might get hate for that, but I don't care. But it'll probably change when we get there, and then it's just like, hey, look at all this cool shit. And it's like, okay.
Yeah.
But onto the topic, like what I wanted to add earlier with Teen Titans and Jason Todd, there was the storyline of Red X.
Mm-hmm.
And how Robin has to go under that title to steal stuff for Slade,
because
Slade has nanobots injected into the other Titans that would kill them,
right?
Or turn them orange. That was like the whole meme,
right?
And even though Starfire is already orange, but afterwards, and he ends up defeating Slade and removing the nanobots. A different person wearing the Red X costume shows up.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knows who it is. The big conspiracy is that it's Jason, and instead of being the violent Red Hood character, they incorporated him into the Teen Titans as Red X, which, I mean, hopefully we'll find out the identity when Teen Titans comes back, but for now, no one ever knows.
So who's your favorite Young Justice person?
Superboy.
Connor.
Well, it depends. In the TV show, it's definitely Connor. But in the comic arc, I don't really know, because there's the whole part where he snaps and turns Lex.
Yeah.
Because he shaves his head off. Yeah. His hair, not his head. Kryptonian. And I don't think there's a razor blade that could take out a Kryptonian, unless it's kryptonite.
Right.
That's another theory, or another thing I want to ask. Does that mean his hair follicles are, like, strong as steel, too?
Yeah.
Do they need kryptonite razors? Questions and many more. But in the comics, I'd probably say Impulse, Bart Allen, because he's coming from a dystopian future and meeting his heroes as, like, younger than them. So then he gets to join the team kind of thing. It'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the TV show, I also like Shazam. Now we're joined by Ace Bat-Hound.
Yeah.
Basically, what I was getting at was I also like Shazam in the TV show. Because not only is he, like, a 12-year-old or whatever, the other heroes see him as an adult man, and he wants to hang out with the Young Justice crew just because he's bored or whatever, and he's an orphan, so he doesn't have anyone to hang out with. But they just see him as one of the Justice League trying to hang out with them, and it's weird to them.
Right.
For the Young Justice TV show, Match was a pretty cool character too, which is Bizarro Superboy, and it's like what it's described as is Lex's first attempt, where it's all Kryptonian DNA, and like Match has got like blackish eyes, and the only reason you know he's Bizarro is because he looks into a mirror and carves the S backwards.
Right.
With the heat vision.
Yeah.
And, like, at that point, Superboy has to use what he calls shields, which are just the Superman symbols that are, like, nicotine patches.
Yeah.
That give him Kryptonian DNA and stuff. But, Match doesn't have that. He's full Kryptonian, so he doesn't know how to control it. I don't think he's very intelligent either, because all he does is break shit. So, I mean, that's pretty cool too, because he's like destroying all of Cadmus while beating up Superboy.
Yeah.
I kind of like the new gods too that were introduced or whatever, and I was like, yeah, there's no thing on Earth that could describe what I am, so you can just call me Wolf, and then like Wolf, Superboy's mutated dog, growls, and he's like, no, this is Wolf.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, I guess I'm Bear then.
Are you excited for the live-action Teen Titans show to come out?
I got mixed feelings on it. Yes, I am very excited because it's Teen Titans, and there hasn't been a good Teen Titans show since 2003, because I'm not counting Young Justice as Teen Titans.
Okay.
Because they're not sidekicks. But Teen Titans Go it had the slapstick sense of humor, which, and break fourth wall breaking, because it brought that up in itself. They mm-hmm. know they're stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like it gives you that rush you need.
Yeah.
It's kind of, it's like a drug addiction. You're addicted to the Teen Titans, so you watch everything, and you're disappointed. And then it's like, hey, this is pretty good. I don't like what they did with Starfire, which, I mean,
we haven't seen it yet, so...
Well, I mean, yeah. From what I've seen from the trailer, it looks awesome. It's just they're going more for a realistic kind of feel rather than the comic side. So she's probably not going to...
So since we're on the Teen Titans part, and Aaron and I have talked about it probably ad nauseum.
What does that mean?
Until people are listening.
Nauseous, and it's like, oh, great. We're talking about this again?
So, Cyborg, better as a Teen Titan? Or
Teen Titan.
Cool as in for Justice League?
Better as a Teen Titan. Because he's got that chemistry with Beast Boy, where it's like they're two high school best friends or whatever. And they play video games and eat junk food, so.
And scream Booyah a lot.
And then, like, the coolest part about Teen Titans was Cyborg and Robin's super move called the Sonic Boom, where Robin throws one of his explosive gadgets and Cyborg boosts the explosion with his hand cannon.
Right.
While yelling Booyah.
Yeah.
And like the setup was the coolest ever. And it was even used in the first episode with Cinderblock breaking out, and the first time they tried to use it, they messed up. And the setup's cool because it's just, I got the Sonic if you got the Boom. And then they run off the walls and their legs get tangled, so they blame it on each other.
Yeah.
And then later, and Cinderblock, you know, he's a mindless creature, chuckles, showing that he is kind of intelligent.
Right.
One thing I didn't like about the Teen Titans franchise was the figures. Because
they weren't articulate?
No, I didn't even care about that. Like, a lot of them were. It's just Cinderblock was like four inches smaller than everyone else, and he's supposed to be this big destructive creature.
Right.
And it's like, you're smaller than Bumblebee.
You didn't like it now, but you loved them when they were coming out.
I did love them. Like, it was to the point where I hid the motorcycle helmeted Robin and Speedy in the bathroom closet way up high because I didn't want them getting torn up.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. A couple more questions, and then we'll wrap this puppy up, we say.
All right. And no, we're not talking about you, Dexter.
Could be. Maybe we're talking about Gary, since Aaron's not here. One thing that you're looking forward to coming up, DC Comics related. Just DC related. Shazam movie?
Shazam looks awesome. Like, I want to watch Shazam now, and it's not even out yet.
Yeah.
Unpopular opinion number two of the night, Suicide Squad 2 with The Rock as Black Adam, because I want to see how they're going to try and manipulate him or whatever. Teen Titans is definitely, or Titans or whatever it's called, is definitely on my list because it's been hyped up for so many years or whatever that it was going to be coming to TNT.
Yeah.
And then it's not.
Right.
And Hashtag F Batman.
Yeah.
Which the memes of that were cascading.
Yeah.
It just, a lot of it seemed, a lot. Not as much as Marvel, but a lot. It hit me at once, so yeah. I can't really describe it in words. I hope they continue with the Constantine animated series that yeah, they've been be doing.
Cool. On the CW seed or whatever?
No. Oh, I don't know what it is on.
Yeah.
But I was watching it on Prime or whatever.
All right. Last one.
Okay.
Currently, out of all of them that's on, and there's only one right answer. No, there's not. Current DC TV shows. What's your favorite one?
Flash.
Flash?
Yeah. I mean, it'd probably be Legends, but I haven't took the time to watch Legends. I kind of lost interest in Arrow at the beginning of season 5, because it's got that more of a... For to me, starting it was more of a, great, it's a chore, time to get through this.
Yeah.
So that I can watch the crossover episodes, and then I couldn't get through it. So I was like, you know what? It's not as fun without Arsenal anymore. I mean, even after he left, it was still good.
Right.
It's just when Oliver decided to run for mayor and marry Felicity and then not marry Felicity, it seemed more like a Days of Our Lives episode than Arrow.
And then, I'm going with Gotham.
From what I watched with you, Gotham did catch my interest a lot more than when it started. Flash is definitely... probably one of my favorites.
I can see that.
Constantine at the time was.
Yeah. Yep.
And, straying away from this, Throwback Thursday, because...
Because it is Thursday?
There was, back before Arrow and everything, there was, like, the animated 3-minute-long shorts that were, like, comic style of Aquaman and Green Arrow.
Mm.
And it shows Oliver on the island and everything. It was around the time Smallville was ending.
Oh, okay.
It was pretty cool. But not as cool as what we got.
Right.
Because Arrow started out phenomenal. And then I didn't even realize Barry was the Flash when he showed up as the forensic scientist. I was like, oh, great, a nerdy guy.
Yeah.
But then it turns out it was the Flash. And I'm like, okay, this is pretty interesting. And seeing Hawkgirl and Hawkman and, like, everybody grouped together when they were fighting Vandal Savage was pretty cool.
Yeah, I agree.
I do like how Arrow started out saying that they're not going to have any metahumans, and then we crossed over and
metahumans. Yeah, we went straight metahumans. Anything else before we wrap it up?
I don't think so.
All right.
Oh, there's one thing. I'm the goddamn Batman.
Don't show me your Batawing.
I'm not going to show that.
All right. So, everybody, thanks for listening. You can tweet at the show, at @DC_absolute. I'm at @Rombar316. Aaron is at Aaron S. Bell. Austin, you're at...
I'm Shadowman3166.
And until next time...
Welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back.
Huh?
Well, hello, beautiful. That's...
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman.
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman. He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? He's like, oh, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC Absolute. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And, there's been some good, there's been some great, there's been some really terrible, and there's been some average, I think.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic.
Ooh. Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.